Next up on Southwest Kansas Focus, we have State Fire Marshal Doug Jorgensen. He gives us a look-see into his job and the importance of being at the state fire training that the City of Holcomb is hosting this weekend.
The State Firefighters Association does these trainings once a month all over the state. And it's geared towards all firefighters, but the majority of those that attend are the volunteers because they have their jobs during the week, they have their family activities, and in order for them to get some of the training they need, since they're unpaid and their department, the funds for their departments are limited, they put on these weekend schools. They do them once a month. So it's important for me representing the fire marshal's office and the governor's office to get out and come to these to meet the actually members of the fire service of the state, because I don't think people are aware that the majority of the probably 80 to 90% of the fire service in the state is made up of part-time or volunteer firefighters, and I don't think people are aware of that when they look at support or the need for emergency response or a fire to their residence, that the majority of people that are responding are doing it on their own time as volunteers and sacrificing not only work time but also family time.
What does that number mean to you?
And it's like this across the country too. I was very surprised when I first became involved in the fire service, the number of firefighters that are volunteering the state. But it shows me that there's still a dedication by individuals in their community to help serve others, you know, to be there to help and not expect anything in return, except sometimes a person's gratitude, or might be the only thing any of these volunteer firefighters ever get for the time and effort that they put into what they do.
We're interviewing Doug Jorgensen, who's State Fire Marshal, who's here in Holcomb for the State Fire training. And how does meeting some of the firefighters here, how does that make you better at your job?
I attend a lot of meetings from like fire chiefs and the Kansas Firefighters Association, but that does not give me a lot of contact with the rank and file members of the fire service. So when I attend these monthly training sessions, it actually lets me see the type of training that they're actually doing and getting, but it also lets me interact with them a little bit more on a personal level, and it lets me see what their concerns are with the fire service in the state, possibly any legislation that's taking place in the session, if they have any concerns with how our office is doing anything, and it gives me the opportunity to get some input that I do and have used in the past and went back and then change, I guess, how we do things at our office maybe. Or it gives me a better platform if I have to go to the legislature and testify on any particular bills. I actually have a better idea of what the majority of the actual fire service state thinks about something or why it's important to them.
Last question. I know it's kind of an open-ended question, but how is the world of firefighting evolving? Whether that be equipment, whether it be personnel, something that sticks out in your mind?
Well, I mean, it's just like everything else with technology. It's always evolving. And even on the training side, like here today, some of these firefighters are going to be getting some training that 2 years ago was different. But the fire service and a lot of other, I guess, services sort of use a best practice theory. So even though 2 years ago something was the best practice at that time, either because of technology, because of a change of type of construction materials that are now used, they have to change the way they fight fires. So it's a very ongoing, revolving type of, I guess, system, because everything they do is changing because on how everything else in the world is sort of changing with it, especially with the different types of new building materials that are coming out. I mean, it goes down to the fact that they have to change how they fight fires because of the types of furnishings that somebody has in their house. So if it's an older home with older furnishings, the propensity for fire and gas is not that high. But if it's a newer home where they've used a lot of glue and epoxies, but they have a lot of new furniture that's man-made materials, then the rate of fire expanding is higher, and also the amount of of toxic gases and things that those oil-based products put off is also increasing.
I have one more quick follow-up, and we're talking with the State Fire Marshal, Doug Jorgensen, here at Holcomb. You know, expanding the reach out for firefighters in the community, not just from fighting fires and being out there and representing the community and doing that, but also for doing certain outreach things to the community. What do you do in your job to try to promote that?
We do a monthly newsletter, and we promote different activities on our website. We have two projects going on right now. One is a poster contest. We've reached out to all the fire departments in the state, asked them to go to their local schools, and we're doing a poster contest for fire safety. And then they're going to send in their winners to us, and then we'll pick a sort of a grand prize winner from the state, and they will come to the Capitol during the session in January, and a lot of that artwork will be on display at the rotunda, and then they'll actually get to meet the governor, have their picture taken with the governor. And then another program that we're in the midst of putting together is a smoke detector giveaway program for the state. So we're meeting and having conversations with some of the major manufacturers. They're going to donate some smoke detectors, and then our office is going to purchase additional ones, and we are going to then distribute those to the local departments that want to be involved.
State Fire Marshal Doug Jorgensen, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.